First and foremost, it urges the U.S. government to continue to engage the government of Sudan in trying to get the government of Sudan to allow international humanitarian aid workers and aid assistance into South Kordofan and Blue Nile, which of course are two states in Sudan that have been ravaged by war for several months now. Second, and likely most importantly, the letter urges the U.S. government to consider taking steps now to initiate a cross-border humanitarian aid operation without the consent of Khartoum.
What does that mean? Don't you think that would be considered by Khartoum as a kind of a declaration of war if you enter somebody's country without their permission?
Of course, entering another country without the government of that country's permission is fraught with complications, and the letter recognizes those complications and urges the United States government to take those complications and the issues implicated by a non-consensual cross-border aid operation into account in planning any such operation. The Enough Project is very much aware of these concerns and thinks that they are very legitimate. And that is why the letter to the U.S. government that we sent today also urges the U.S. government, in particular Ambassador Susan Rice, to continue to push Khartoum to, one, maintain the access that international humanitarians already have in Darfur, but as well to have Khartoum expand that access.
So how desperate is the humanitarian situation in the Kordofan and Blue Nile states?
Well, the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, or FUSENET, as it is called, has said that the situation, in particular in South Kordofan, will reach a crisis level by March, which is one step short of an all-out famine in South Kordofan. We have every reason to believe, and the United Nations and others have indicated as well in statements that similar conditions exist in Blue Nile. So, in short, the situation in both states is extremely dire.